Eric Spiegel knows about corporate taxes. He's the chief executive officer of the Siemens Corporation. That's the U.S. division of the multinational engineering company Siemens AG that's based in Germany. Spiegel is traveling in Mexico, but he's found a few minutes to talk with us about the Obama administration's plans for corporate tax reform. Mr. Spiegel, thanks so much for being with us.
Thank you, Scott, for having me on.
And first, let's understand the particular nature of your company. Is most of your corporate tax burden in the U.S. or Germany?
The U.S. is by far the largest market for Siemens. It's basically about a quarter, 25% of everything that Siemens does globally. And the company globally is well over $100 billion a year. So it's a pretty good-sized business here in the U.S.
And what's the difference in corporate tax rates between the U.S. and Germany?
I'm trying to think of the exact number, but it's substantially higher. I mean, I think the U.S. has the second or third highest corporate tax rate among developed countries.
Given the nature of the kind of business Siemens does, do you ever contemplate moving more of your assets out of the United States?
Well, it's a big issue. Since I've been in the CEO role for just over a year, I can think of at least several big decisions that looked at putting assets either in the U.S. or in Asia or in other parts of the Americas and or Europe. And, when you run through the analysis of what these big investments cost and what the profitability of them is going to be, corporate taxes obviously plays into the decision as to where you're going to locate these things. Despite the fact that we're a big player here in the U.S., there's no doubt that that has limited to some extent businesses that we would put here if the corporate tax rate were lower.
It might be less a matter of you're tempted to relocate the assets you have here elsewhere than it's you don't want to put further assets here.
Yeah, I can think of at least a couple of cases where there was a decision not to put something here and put it somewhere else just because of the total economics. Now, whether the corporate tax rate alone would have swung the decision, I think in some cases it probably would. So, we are building up new business. We've just added four or five new manufacturing facilities in the last year here because of a lot of the things that the president talked about in his State of the Union the other night. I mean, we've just broke ground on a new gas turbine plant in Charlotte, which is going to be aimed at not just the U.S. market but also export. Mm-hmm. We just are expanding our rail facility in Sacramento for light rail and medium speed rail. We just expanded our wind facilities in opened new wind facilities in Hutchinson, Kansas, and Fort Madison, Iowa. And those are all decisions based on the size of the market here. And I think this is a good time, by the way, the revitalization of manufacturing. It's starting now. In the first quarter of this year, our orders were up 23% and our sales were up 24%. And that's just a huge jump over last year. And we currently have 3,000 open jobs in the U.S. right now that we're trying to fill. And we're finding difficulty because a lot of those jobs are in engineering, science, and technology and things. But it really bodes well given because we're a pretty good proxy for the U.S. We're in so many industries, including, healthcare and most of the major industrial and oil and gas and energy and power. When our orders are up 23%, that typically means sales translates into sales about 18 months down the road.
Jeffrey Immelt, the CEO of General Electric, is going to be chairman of President Obama's Job Council. General Electric is guessing might even be your major competitor. Do you think he understands all this?
I'm on several committees and things in Washington with Jeff, and I think the good news about his appointment is I think he does understand a lot of these issues. I'm hopeful that he can have a positive impact on helping to get jobs moving again and also to get some of these policies. I think once you get the policies in place, you'll get companies making investments because investments require understanding the long term, not just putting some stimulus money in place or some some investment tax credits. Those are short-term fixes. We really need some longer-term policies in place. And then, I think what I heard the president saying, we need to set a better environment for business here in the U.S. If we do that and everyone understands what the rules are, then you're going to see people make investments. Then the market will work.
Mr. Spiegel?
Yes.
Are you a little surprised to hear this proposal from a Democratic administration?
Yeah, I have to admit, I've been in several events over the past couple of years where the president and other senior people from the administration have been in talking, and I've been at some of these meetings where people have raised the question of corporate tax, and it didn't get much discussion, I have to admit. You know, I've heard a lot of people say that a lot of things he said in his State of the Union were things he's been talking about for quite a while, but I think that this issue around the corporate tax rate and trying to find ways to reduce it, I think is really something new that I haven't seen the administration engaging in, at least in the meetings that I've been in and some of the people I've been talking to. So I think that was definitely a change of course. I think the tone from the president sounded more pro-business than it has in the past. I think it's going to, you know, the devil's going to be in the details. It's going to be all about the execution now.
Eric Spiegel, CEO of the Siemens Corporation, thank you so much.
Thank you.
You're listening to Weekend Edition from NPR News.